I looked around the kitchen, which I kept immaculate at my own expense. If I wasn't working, I was cooking or cleaning. No one told me adulthood would be so repetitive and mundane. The sunlight gleamed off the white quartz countertops. Brown coffee stains glared at me from the counter by the coffee pot, and I fought the urge to clean them. I had more exciting things on my mind. I'd received an email telling me a long-awaited package had arrived that morning. But as I glanced around the kitchen, I didn't see it anywhere. "Did I get a package, babe?" Michael began pulling items from the bags and putting them away.
"Yeah, I think it's still in the mailbox."
"Gee, thanks." I rolled my eyes as I trudged back outside and pulled the brown paper box from the metal mailbox. My heart always raced a bit too fast when I got a new package, especially when it held something I was so excited about. I ripped open the top and pulled out 5 new paperback books, grazing my fingers over the spines as I went back inside and closed the door.
"Are those your smut novels?"
Michael asked with a roll of his eyes. "Damn right they are," I said as I spread them on the counter. The covers were magnificent. Each showcased dark themes with a gorgeous contrast of colors, and men were the centerpiece on each one. Delicious men. Michael leaned over and looked at them for a moment before curling his lip. He lifted one of the books, flipping it back and forth in his hand for a moment. He pulled his glasses from his breast pocket and perched them on his nose, before silently reading the back.
"A Toxic Dark Cosa Nostra Duet."
He dropped it on the counter and pushed it away from him as if touching it had somehow soiled his fingers.
"Why do you read this garbage, Zo?"
I hated when he called me Zo. That was the name he used when he thought I was being ridiculous. I was not being ridiculous. It was my hobby, and it made me happy. These books were art, not garbage. Masterpieces. I scooped my books into my arms and cradled them against my chest as I made my way to the living room without giving him a response. I was done with his negativity. He would never understand what these books meant to me, because he couldn't wrap his mind around the lives they let me live. I sat on the couch with a huff. "Do I say anything about the sports or video game books you read?"
"At least those things are real."
That was true. Each book I read immersed me in a world and relationship I would never experience. Whenever Michael rubbed my back while we watched the newest Netflix series, I would daydream about being taken on the kitchen counter or followed ruthlessly by a hot stranger. The stark contrast between our mundane relationship and the passion in those stories was hard to ignore. Games aren't real. I see no difference between you playing in a fake world and me reading one. Checkmate.
"Fair point,"
he said with a smile, as he brushed his hand through his blonde hair. This was the marriage I needed to have, a healthy one. I once sought men who needed extensive therapy, requiring me to be their parent instead of their partner, which was a whole different problem. Michael was different. He was a kind, hardworking, and handsome partner. He only lacked things I selfishly desired for myself. He wasn't very affectionate, spontaneous, or open-minded, but his pros fully outweighed his cons. We were perfect for each other, outside the bedroom. In the bedroom, the differences between us equated to the distance between Mars and Jupiter. We were from different planets. If he'd only read one of those stories, he would have understood what made me tick, things I couldn't find the courage to mention myself.